Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM. My name is Jeff Robson, your host. We are pre-recorded today, couldn't make it live down to the studio. We've been talking about the Calgary Folk Festival, and like I said before, I haven't been to the Calgary Folk Festival in 10 years. I think it's exactly 10 years, actually. And it's a good festival. It's great. The lineup this year was fantastic, as you can tell already from the stuff that we played and from the stuff that we're going to play in just a bit. And overall, it's a terrific festival. I love the location. It's right downtown, so you can stay downtown and just walk there, which we did, and it was perfect for that. The walking these days is a little bit more dangerous than ever, and not because crime is up in Calgary, but because Pokemon hunting is up in Calgary. People are just everywhere playing the Pokemon. Especially in the park. The festival is held in this Prince's Island Park. And in the park, people are just wall-to-wall playing this Pokemon game. And on the little bridges going over to the park, sometimes they're jammed with people just playing the Pokemon. It's the craziest thing. We got into playing the Pokemon, too, I got to admit. And, you know, say what you want about the Pokemon, but my kids, who generally don't do a whole lot together, love going for walks. They asked if they were allowed to walk 5 kilometers so that they could hatch an egg together. Two boys. It just doesn't happen. So the Pokemon's a good thing. Kept them busy like crazy. You know, they get bored. Here's my phone. Go hunt for invisible monsters. And it worked. It was magic. It was wonderful. That didn't have anything to do with the festival. Just wanted you to know. Anyways, the festival's great. Couple of things that bug me about the festival. There will always be, you know, I love to complain. There's always a couple. Number one, they still haven't fixed. The biggest thing that drives me crazy, you walk in through the gate, and there's this one main path that goes to the main stage, and really just the only path that goes to the main stage. And they have all the food trucks lined up on both sides of that path. So that path is just a zoo all the time. You can hardly walk down it, and it just drives me crazy. A couple of other little things that bug me. The security was a little weird this year. I guess maybe they always are. I don't know. Going in, they're very weird about the security. They got to check your bag. But check means, number one, they ask you to open your bag. So I open it. They don't go in the bag. They just ask you to open it. So I guess they can glance at whatever's on top. And second of all, they squeeze your bag. That's all they do. They squeeze it. I don't know what they're hoping to find when they squeeze it. But I could have snuck just about anything in there in that bag by A, not having it on top and just having some clothes around it or something. You could have brought anything in there. And it slowed things down. There were like 4 people checking bags, or squeezing bags, and it just took forever, it seems. So that annoyed me. The other thing that annoyed me greatly, speaking of security, the music tent. You can't bring any kind of a bag into the music tent. Now, number one, the music tent is tiny. There's not much room to move around in there. Second of all, the selection sucked. I don't know what the deal was, but a lot of artists just hardly had anything there, and that just seems so weird to me. But you got to check your bag. I tried to walk in with my camera bag. It's just this tiny camera bag. You can't really fit anything in it, and they wouldn't let me, and I just thought it was the stupidest thing. They have people posted at the entrance, and there's a designated one entrance and one exit. And they do not let you go in the exit or out the entrance. It just doesn't happen. So they got people watching you there. They got people inside the little tent watching you. So who's going to steal stuff? I don't know. So why do I got to check my bag? I really don't know. And the funniest thing was when I did buy some stuff, I immediately went and stuck it in my cargo shorts. I love the cargo shorts. So I stuck a pile of CDs in my cargo shorts. And I thought that would be a way easier place to steal stuff than in my backpack anyway. And nobody cared about that. And I'm walking around all day with the CDs and my cargo shorts, and I just thought how stupid it was. Anyway, I'm going to play some music that isn't stupid. So excited to hear this one live at the Old Folk Fest. Got to thank some guy who kept bugging Robbie Foulkes to play this one. Super excited to hear it. And I do have a live recording of it. If you want to hear it, you just email me, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. I've got a bunch of other live recordings, as you could tell from the first part of the show, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You want to hear those. Anyways, here's Robbie Foulkes. Let's kill Saturday night. Steel belted, tell the band to go home. UMFM. Oh boy.
Well, a dollar I made. Argyle, and a 40-hour week leaves 10 to blow. But every game in this town is just a nickel and dime. And when the sun goes down, it feels like the last time. So down the main drag, we ride with the engines open. If there's a fire, life, a prince with a lousy job, a prince with a working wife. Something in the big frame moved. It never was so hard to keep a 20-inch tube and a fenced in yard. But give me one night with the moon high and the radio pounding, and brother, this town's gonna go down kicking and shouting.
This is Robbie Foulkes. Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMFM.
My heart stops every time the puck drops, but I come alive. Spare you the dime. Unless you know about Gordy and the 5249. Don't you call me at all, not on a Saturday night. It's Saturday, 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 Saturday night. In my dreams, the Nordics get back their team. Cup in 2017. When April's here, we're gonna blow our beards and the neighbors won't lie. That is weeknight, every night, any night is Saturday night. When McCarty got his hat trick on Patrick, it was Saturday night. When Sidler scored 10, Dave Reese never played again on a Saturday night. I got my first kiss right on my girl's lips. I knew it was right. Behind Centennial Arenas on a cold, dark Saturday night. It's Saturday, 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 Saturday night. I dreamed the Jets would get back the team, and look why they got back the team.
were looking real nice. See, I was working the arena, and I grew a little every time I seen the baby.
Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. looked me in her troubled eyes and she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack, then she looked at me and took a right breath. Your paws run off and I'm sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket and said to die on something true. I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. Sounded like somebody else that was talking, saying, Mama, what do I do? Just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. Here's your one chance, baby. Took the baby, mama died, and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I did what I had to do, but I made myself a solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady one day, though I didn't know when or how. Couldn't see spending the rest. But fancy wasn't my name. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Wasn't very long for a benevolent man took me in off the streets. Ooh. 1 week later I was pouring his tea in a 5-room hotel suite. Ooh. I charmed the king, a congressman, the occasional aristocrat. I bought me a Georgia mansion and an elegant New York townhouse flat. No, I ain't done that. My poor mama's voice ringing in my ears. My flag up in the boat. phone now. From all the lies that I have told, I know he has your private number.
But I can't. No,
as he lays at his side in the sea. And no waking ghost got news for me. Well, you're damned if you're wrong and you're damned if you're right. You might make it there by Christmas night. And damn it, this world ain't wide enough for you. Exact way home, and they tried to do their best to carry on. You run a comb all through your hair, and stone road signs will never stare. But damn if they're right, and the damn if they're wrong, they don't mind to dance in the doldrums of each new day. To dance in the doldrums of come and pay. To dance in the doldrums that keep you from this divide. This man way, exact way home. And they try to do their best to carry on. This man way, exact way home. We don't care where we are. We don't care if we arrive soon.
Ah, the Cave Singers there. I've loved that band for a while. I've missed them by a little bit, a couple of times in different places. Finally glad to connect with them. I almost missed them, actually. Their concert was the Thursday night of the festival, and I got there super late, got there way later than we wanted to. I missed Marty Stewart, and the New Pornographers were on at the time, but I chose to go see the Cave Singers instead of the New Pornographers. Pornographers, by the way, no Nico. They had a nearly Nico who was doing a pretty darn good job, but I still went to see the Cave Singers, and I thought they were fantastic. Can't believe that three guys make so much noise. And as a matter of fact, one guy, the lead singer guy, he doesn't play a whole lot. It's basically two other guys who play all that glorious music, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Love the Cave Singers. That's Summer Light there from their album Welcome Joy, which goes way back years, but it was the only CD that was on sale at the tent. See what I mean about the weird selection at the tent? Weird. We heard Ian Tyson in their classic called Casey Tibbs. That was the last song that he performed at his concert. He went way over time. Normally they keep things pretty on time at the festival, but I guess when you're Ian Tyson, you can play as long as you like, because nobody told him to stop. And I suppose they probably would have been drawn and quartered if they had tried to. Ian, great to see him. You know, great to hear some of those songs. But Ian is not at his best these days. The voice, you know, he lost the voice, and then they said he got the voice back. Well, the voice is almost completely gone now, and he was forgetting words all over the place, and you know, it was not his strongest performance, I'm sure, but still great to see the guy. He's coming to town in September, I believe. Might want to check him out. You never know how many chances you're going to have left. You heard Sam Outlaw in there. He's coming for the Interstellar Rodeo. He was fantastic in spite of the fact that he lost most of his band at the border, had some border troubles. He said some of the guys in the band had done things in their youth that they weren't proud of, and that prevented him. But Sam and his singer and guitarist, lovely young lady whose name completely escapes me, were fantastic. They played together, and that's really all you need. I mean, yes, I'd love to see the band, but even if it's just those two, it's pretty great. We heard Ghost Town, the original version back from his independent days. He's pretty much done a new record, he said. Hopefully coming out not too long. We heard The Tallest Man on Earth in there, The Gardener from the album Shallow Graves. So glad to finally see The Tallest Man on Earth. Just absolutely wonderful. Just as great as I'd hoped he would be. We heard Colleen Renison in there. She is a powerhouse singer for sure. Not a songwriter. She only sings covers, it seems. But she picked out some great ones and did an absolutely wonderful job in the workshops that I saw her. One in particular that I thought was great was on Saturday morning. There was something called Big Rock Candy Mountain. No idea what the title alludes to other than the song, but she was in there with the Weber Brothers, the Dudes, and this guy named Evan Freeman. And old Evan didn't really fit into that workshop, but the rest were absolutely wonderful. And Colleen just a stellar voice. Liked her a lot. We heard O-Pep in there, little duo from Australia. They were terrific. They have an album called Stadium Cake. We heard Bushwick off that. I think they're coming to town with somebody. Look it up. They're great. And we heard the Dudes in there. I thought we'd throw in a little bit of rock and roll. We heard Saturday Night there from their album Barbers, Thieves, and Bartenders. I always loved the Dudes. I saw them here in Winnipeg once with probably like four people or something. And I loved them ever since. And there were definitely more people into the Dudes at the Calgary Folk Fest than that. And they were pretty great. And, you know, at the workshops, they didn't do their songs mostly. They did covers and just picked out some great ones. Out there, fantastic. And Robbie Fulks in there, Let's Kill Saturday Night, title track to that record, which I got signed the last time I went to the Calgary Folk Fest in 2006. And he wrote, Jeff, where did you get this? I don't know, the store, I guess. Before we start running out of time, I got to tell you about a couple of shows coming up. And the big one that we need to remind you about is Tuesday night at the Stu Dome this time. It's the return of Brock Zeman and Blair Hogan. You know how great they are, but I'm going to play a couple of songs. Anyway, how about we kick it off with the title track to the great latest record, Pulling Your Sword Out of the Devil's Back.
Guess it's just one of those nights. It's like you got a thorn in your guts, and the only way you can pull it out is to write. And what a funny thing it is, juggling words and chiseling lines to tell a story, to tell the truth. Sometimes just a rhyme. Well, I live in a house full of ghosts that just won't let me be. And you know I let them in myself, but now I can't get them to leave. And I'm haunted by love in my pillow. It still smells like her hair. And whenever I lay down to sleep, I dream the dreams that she's left in there. And you know, I ain't any of them. So I just stare a hole through the ceiling. And my thoughts have never been known to whisper. So it's all just screaming and screaming and screaming and screaming. And sometimes I smoke in the dark. Sometimes I get up and pace. Sometimes it feels like my heart is gonna blow the roof off this whole goddamn place. Well, there ain't no chorus in this one. Nah, it's ugly and it's wrong and there's no clear melody. So you won't be able to sing along. And there's no pretty little voice sounding like the angels singing low. Push through pretty little lips on a pretty little package wrapped up in a pretty little bow. And there's no managers or agents or style or glory or money. It's just heart to tongue, tongue to hand, blah, 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 and strumming. Thank you. Some people love money. Some people love sex. Some horses, cars, pottery, vacations, their house, their sports, their pets. But it's all just something that makes something seem like something. Keeps time rolling along. And my little something, something's writing down something and squeezing it into a song. And when you really knock it out and all the planets align, it's like pulling your sword out of the devil's back and saying no. No, not this time. No, not this time. House got so big on the day that you left, even bigger when I knew that you weren't coming back. Sometimes I feel like I'm barely alive. My eyes wake at noon and my head wakes at 5. I've been sleeping in my clothes ever since you've been gone, with the phone on my chest, now I'm sorry on my tongue. I don't turn on the lights, I don't watch TV. Just lay there staring at the ceiling, waiting on sleep. You told me not to call anymore on the telephone, but you know I'm well enough. Hates being left alone. Not much to do on nights like these. Said pick at the past until it bleeds. Well, I put a hole in my wall on the day that you left. Just stood there watching blood falling from my fingertips. Still don't know what I thought it might do. A hole in the wall don't do nothing but stare back at a fool. You told me not to call anymore on the telephone, but you know I'm well enough. Hates being left alone. Not much to do on nights like these. Said pick at the past until it bleeds. Well, I dialed your number and I let it rain. Could hear you rolling your eyes when you realized it was me. I told you that I loved you and I would always. I would have asked if you loved me too, but I was scared. Get the past until it bleeds. was walking around Vancouver, unsure of what I was about to find. Had a room at a Canby hostel. I was just kinda killing some time. I hear this lonesome sound coming from down the street. This old man was picking a guitar with a case opened at his feet. He had long white hair beneath an old cap and a long white beard. He's picking some John Prine song. Up against the wall and hold on to his every word. Then he starts picking this mining song that I'd never heard, called Dark as a Dungeon. It was enough to make you weep. You hear it played by an old man on a corner of Gastown, a guitar with nylon strings. Well, a man walked by and flicked a penny and landed outside the case. The guitar stopped the song and said, "Sir, let me tell you one thing. I'm down on my luck, no roof over my head, and I'm an artist, not a beggar. It's the only gig I could get." And as he placed the penny back in the man's hand, he said, "Keep your charity. And if you're still feeling given, later on, go see them winos down the street." That man closes his hand and his face gets all red and he starts walking down the street. The old man with the guitar, he turns and says, "I've never had the finer things, doing all that I love. It makes me free as the rich down here and them birds flying up above." And then he goes back into that old mining song, never missed a beat. Hair stood up on the back of my neck when he began to sing. I took a 20 out of my pocket and dropped it down into his case. Smiled at me and said, "Thank you, son," before I could walk away. Whenever I'm playing in a bar someplace where the crowd can talk louder than I can sing, I think about an old man on the corner of Gastown picking an old guitar with nylon strings. I'm down on my luck, no roof over my head. I'm an artist, not a beggar. It's the only gig I could get. As he placed the penny back in the man's hand, he said, "Keep your charity. And if you're still feeling given, later on, go see them winos down the street."
Brock Zeman there. We'll send that last song out to our pal Shelly, the biggest Brock Zeman fan in town, if not the world. That's her favorite song, and we love it too. That's Gastown, way from Brock's debut, Cold Winter Come Back. Before that, we heard Until It Bleeds from the fine album Me Then You, and from his masterpiece record, Pulling Your Sword Out of the Devil's Back, we heard the title track. And you can catch Brock and his pal Blair at the Stew Dome on Tuesday night, and it's going to be a great time, even though it's not at my house. I have a feeling it'll still be all right. So let's go down there and check it out, support the guys, and have a good time. And we'll drink all Stu's beer this time instead of drinking mine. It'll be great. We got to go right away. I will tell you that you have been listening to Tell the Band to Go Home. We have pre-recorded. I'll tell you why in just a second. I'll be back next Sunday, of course, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the Band to Go Home returns. On Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio will be here. And, well, there's some big shows coming up that we haven't talked about yet. including the return of the 24th Street Wailers and some band called the Tragically Hip. Maybe you've heard of them coming to town. One other show that's coming up this week, I forgot to mention, Wednesday at noon, you can go catch William Prince on Provence. And the reason I'm out of town this week, the reason I couldn't make it down here live, went up to Inglis, Manitoba to witness the blessed wedding of our good friend of ours, Mr. Del Barber. He's marrying lovely Halen, and we can't be happier for both of them. We wish them all the best love and joy that can come. Here's a great love song that I know Del always sends us out to his parents, but I think hopefully it'll fit for them as well in the future. So we'll sign off with this one. Here's Del Barber. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Come a little bit closer. Hear what I have to say. Just like two children sleeping, dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising. Let's go dancing in the light. I know where the music's playing. Let's go out into the night. Because I'm still in love with you. I want to see you dance again. Because I'm still in love. On this harvest moon. When we were strangers, I watched you from far. But when we were lovers, I loved you with all my heart. But dark. I wanna celebrate, see it shining in your eyes. Because I'm still in love with you, I wanna see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest
. This is Del Barber, and you're listening to Tell the Band Go Home with Jeb Robson. This is Del Barber, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home with Jeff Robson on CKUM FM, Winnipeg.